Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry. To go into jails and prisons, praise God, amen. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Now we're talking about the names of God. We're on Jehovah Rapha, which is the Lord that heals. I want you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Amen. My beautiful companion, missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. The Lord come to save you from your sin and also from your sickness. And people need to understand and know that. A lot of times the devil kept people bound, thinking that the only thing they can be saved from is going through the format of being so-called saved. And living a good moral life. But I'm here to let you know, Jesus come to take you on a better level than that. The power of God can carry you up on a higher level. That is, that you can have victory over the devil. Complete victory over the devil. Place the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet. The devil has no right sitting in your lap. The devil has no right on your back giving you a backache. Or on your leg giving you a leg hurt. Or, amen, causing you to be sick and you feel dizzy in the head. But any place the devil need to be, that is under your feet. And Jesus whipped Satan at Calvary. Yes, he did. He whipped the devil at Calvary. And I'm here to let you know Jesus come to set people free from sin and sickness. Amen. So that you can be free. Amen. You don't have to be a slave to it. People feel like they're so bound, they got to think they got to live with it. That they got to be settled down and be a slave to it. But I'm here to let you know Jesus come to set you free from that prison house so that you can have victory over the devil. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus was destroying the works of the devil. Yes, he was. Jesus was healing the sick, opening up blind eyes, unstopping deaf ears, causing the lame to walk. People was cured of leprosy. Leprosy was a contagious disease, but Jesus healed the man. I'm telling you, there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the Bible declares Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means what Jesus did in the Word of God, he'll do it right now in our day of the year of 2024. That's the reason why I preach it, because the Lord don't change. Praise God. Aren't you glad he don't change? Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, let's get ready to go into the Word of God. Amen. Let's go to Matthew. Oh, let's go back to Isaiah 55 and 5. What did it say, Missionary Velvet?
53 and 5.
Yeah, Isaiah 53 and 5.
But he was wounded for our transgression.
He was wounded for our transgression.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
And with his stripes we are healed.
With his stripes we are healed. And every child of God need to claim that promise. No matter what the devil throw on you. Amen. You need to, amen, don't say that word to that devil and say, devil, you a liar. By his stripes, I am healed. Amen. The doctor may give you a bad report, but the Bible says, let every man, every devil be a liar. Amen. Let God's word be true. It's what the word of God said. And I'm telling you, by his stripes, I am healed. Amen. People may say, you got this wrong with you. You may got, amen, diagnosis with the, amen, the sugar diabetes, or diagnosis with the, amen, flu virus or whatever. But you said, by his stripes, I am healed. Amen. I'm telling you, when you say that and say that by the word of God and believe it, the power of God will get a hold of you and cause that illness to flee, cause that devil to take his filthy hands off of you. And therefore, you'll be healed by the power of God. I'm telling you, go back to the doctor. He take an MRI. He take an X-ray. He can't find that disease nowhere. Why? Because there's power. I said power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Aren't you glad for it? Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. I love for God to work miracles. And people go to the doctor and they take X-rays. Take MRIs, take CAT scan. They can't find that disease nowhere. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya. Well, glory to God. Let you know what I preach is true. And the word of God is right. You heard me? Glory to God. I'm telling you, the power of God will blow your mind. It'll blow the doctor's mind. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya. Well, glory to God. Praise our God. Amen. Love, amen. What did the Bible say? Amen. In St. Matthew, Missionary Velvet, praise our God. St. Matthew, praise the Lord, 4:2. What did the Bible say?
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
Now, the devil tried to tempt Jesus, but Jesus did not yield to the temptation of the enemy. Now, when Jesus come in us, we don't yield to his temptation. No matter what the devil throw on you, sickness and disease, don't yield to it. Don't say, this is my, amen, sugar. Amen. This is my common cold. This is my sickness. Don't claim it. Amen. I'm telling you, throw that mess on the devil and say, devil, you a liar. By his stripes, I am healed. I'm telling you, by his stripes, I am healed. And I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. People try to make a good, comfortable bed for Satan. He gonna hang around you. You hear me? He gonna hang around you. But Jesus didn't, amen, give no place to the devil. Don't you give no place to him. Amen. Put the devil where he belongs. That is under your feet. Glory to God. Amen. Malachi 4:2, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in Malachi 4:2? I'm telling you, glory to God. Because I'm telling you, the Lord come to destroy the works of the devil. You hear me? Destroy the works of the devil.
But to you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arrive with healing in his wings.
Amen. You heard what that Bible said? Amen.
He shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
Amen. He come with healing in his wings. Let you know, amen, healing belong to the people of God. Amen. God will work miracles. Glory to God. I'm telling you, no matter what the devil throwed on you, the power of God will knock it off. You heard me? The power of God will knock it off. Amen. And cause you to have victory. And amen, be free of what the devil tried to bound you with. And amen. Jesus said in St. John in 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. He'll give you a deed to your freedom. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. I feel like having church. Glory to God. Those you that's incarcerated, no matter what condition you're in, maybe you're hooked on drugs, alcohol, whatever your problem is, the power of God will loose you from that drug demon, will loose you from that alcohol demon. I'm telling you, the power of God will loose you from smoking. Amen. Those you in the free world. Amen. I'm telling you, the power of God will set you free. Amen. You don't want that mess no more, because the power of God will take away the taste, take away the alcohol. Taste for alcohol, for drugs, amen, from smoking, amen. I tell them inmates, if it meant for you to smoke, the Lord will put a chimney on your head. God didn't mean for you to smoke. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Lord come to save you so you don't smoke no more. Hanamahanda, well, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Jesus is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. We're going to pick up another broadcast because this is a powerful message. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Lord, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, whatever sickness it is, Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, I send power through these radio waves. Lord, and heal the people in Jesus' name. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let the power of God shake them jails and prisons. Lord, deliver the people and set them free from alcohol, from drugs, whatever problem it is out there. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus, and say, by his stripes I am healed. While you're praising God for your miracle, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise in the songs, and there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do it for you. In his other songs, and you call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer you. You believe that message and that prayer that Ella Holmes gave us today. You have got your victory. You have your deliverance. You said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus is my choice, and I by his stripes I am healed. Though they're in the free world, we continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And though behind prison bars, the Lord loves you. He has a special place in his heart for you, and he is there for you. You are not forgotten. So just hold on and don't let go, but allow God to control your life. Remember that God loved you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, for all of us, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I challenge you to give God a chance. And it will be the best decision you ever made. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. The Lord opened up doors. We'll be going to the jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those just incarcerated, run out of ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking English, write for Spanish material. Call Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. The whole family can be blessed. Children can click on it for the activity page, learn games and Bible games and puzzles. Also, cartoons, to learn about the Word of God on the Heaven Bound Train website. Just click on it any time of day or night. And those you in the free world, we solicit your financial support be with this great move of God as we move on to get on more radio stations to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So just amen. Amen. Click on to our website, to the PayPal, and say, amen, Chaplain Holmes, I want to be our sponsor. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord will bless you for supporting this great work as we move on to radio stations preaching the gospel. Amen. To spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Because I'm telling you, we're lifting up Jesus over here. Glory to God. Today's broadcast to Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.